hard in America when anyone from the Mideast has been so demonized that no matter what, it's impossible for some people to believe that the Iranians in any way could ever do anything ethical in any capacity. That they've somehow been dehumanized to the point where they're not people, who they're just the enemy.
We're not talking about the Iranian people. We're talking about their government, who essentially has total control over them. They essentially have zero say in that government.
That's how people see us, I hope, in the world.
That's right. Our government, right? People, I hope people across the world don't think what George Bush is doing represents the American people, because the last election showed it does not.
But let me ask you this. Like, what concerns me is that there's this environment now where we're almost more apt to trust our enemies than our allies, and that's very concerning to me.
Well, that is concerning when nearly everyone in
the Bush administration for that has completely annihilated all of our trust.
See, I trust our allies and I trust our government much more than I trust our enemies on the war and terror.
But would you say, Elizabeth, that you trust the Bush administration as much as you did when he first took office?
Would you admit
to it? You know what? In a time of war, I think you are in a position where you have to
trust your government. Nearly everyone in this administration is under indictment or suspicion. Mm-hmm. Nearly every person, from Karl Rove to Rumsfeld to Gonzalez, what do you have
it's
to do to get impeached in this country?
You know what do you have to do?